you know you're in the digital era. We were just talking about the Ryan Garcia fight. But it was, I don't know if you follow him at all or any of the boxers,
nah.
But he's probably the most followed boxer right now, right? I don't want to have my facts way off. What's Tyson Fury have? But he's got a lot of followers, social media wise. Tyson Fury got 6 mil. All right, Tyson Fury is way more, actually. I lied. I think Ryan's got like 1 mil. But he's pretty tapped in, so he like hangs out. Oh, no, he's got 11 mil now.
Oh.
I wonder if it had to just pop off, though, because this fight was everyone's saying fight of the year. Anyways, he knows all the streamers, and he hangs out with Bradley Martin, and he's kind of tapped into that, where a lot of the other boxers, although they're really good at promo, because I feel like that is half the battle, and even in the UFC, guys are trying to find like a gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could be the best fighter and still make very minimum wage unless you're Conor McGregor, or you're like, you gotta sell tickets, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And so he went, and don't quote me, you know, don't get me on defamation here, Ryan, buddy, but he went on like a crazy, literal crazy, like pregame thing, freaking out, talking about all this stuff, some conspiratorial stuff to get clicks and clips, I think. But he was also like saying, I think first he said he's not going to drink the whole camp. He's kind of known as like an LA partier. And then he was caught drinking every single day. And then there was... it does make sports more fun because there's so much extracurricular going on. Every pound overweight he was, he owed the other fighter like 500K.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he weighed in like a pound and a half or 3 pounds heavy. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of money. Like, these guys make a lot of money. They're the top boxers.
But that's still a lot of money.
Was
yeah,
he drinking
like,
while weighing in?
Yeah, everyone says it's fake. But yeah, he weighed in and then he chugged a beer. Everyone says it was probably water. And he's freaking out this whole time. There's a clip going on with their sit down like a couple weeks before the fight. And he goes on like a Wolves of Wall Street. You've seen Wolves of Wall Street?
Yeah, yeah.
When they're in the restaurant and he just starts singing.
Oh, yeah,
he
yeah.
Rapid.
Yeah, he starts doing that at like an interview. He's like sitting the bench and he just starts like Dr. Seuss rapping at this other guy. And the other guy's just sitting there like, what the hell? Devin Haney doesn't know what the fuck's going on. So he has all these weird things coming up. And then he's tweeting about pedophilia and tweeting about this and tweeting about that and Hollywood and going crazy. So he definitely sold the fight. So then he owes, yeah, whatever, 3 mil or something pre-fight. And, uh-huh. And then it comes out afterwards, I think he bet on himself like 2 or 3 mil.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
he still got an extra bag of 12 mil. His purse was probably a hefty, you know, 5 mil or something
like
that.
I think I'm thinking of a different one. I think somebody who bet on themselves they bet $250,000 to win $25,000. So like they're totally losing.
Yeah.
And then lost.
Yeah. Well,
if you think you're the best, wouldn't you like bet on yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
But the way the odds are set up, you have to put a lot of extra money down to get any money back.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know Ryan's odds on this, but I heard he made like 12 mil on the gambling game. Michael Porter Jr. right now, starting small forward for the Denver Nuggets, won a championship last year. Fairly big name in the NBA. Porter's a common name, though. So I read all these news stories on these Porter brothers going crazy.
Uh-huh.
They're both his brothers. One brother just got, I think he's the only 10th guy ever to get exiled from the NBA.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
in the
yeah.
league betting on games.
Yep.
And then his other brother might have been in the league also in Toronto. And don't quote me, but I think might have got it like a DUI or something in the same week. One brother's trying to fucking win another championship, and the other two are just wiling out, and they're both in the NBA. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
Like, your ticket's punched for life, you know? Like, you won.
Yeah.
How do you mess up so bad?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
You get a little greedy.
Yeah, and I guess it is kind of weird, though, too, if you can't bet on the NBA, but you're a fighter and you can bet.
Right. Yeah.
Just because the league has, a grapple on these poor guys. I mean, when I say poor guys, good and bad. I wonder how that works or why that is a thing. Other sports, I assume you can't. Football, baseball. But I wonder
if you can affect the outcome of the game, you can't bet on it.
But boxing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You would think they wouldn't be able to bet.
I guess if it's violent, I'm okay with it because the chances are you're going to throw or less, right?
Yeah.
Because you're putting your life on the line.
But if you're betting... if you're betting on something that you're in, that's makes it a little bit more like wrestling, right? Like
yeah.
professional wrestling, where
yeah, it's weird.
The outcome is already known, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't know if it's known, because if you bet on yourself to win, the other guy doesn't want to get punched in the face.
Probably not. Yeah, yeah. But
that's the thing with violence. So you just don't want to lose. There's been crazy. Yeah, MMA was crazy. UFC 300 is fucking going nuts. This boxing's kind of revamped what everyone wants in boxing, although they're lightweight guys. They're all 140 pounds. And I didn't really pay attention to boxing growing up, but obviously it was like the Mike Tyson era, and before that was Muhammad Ali. Like, it's always been heavyweights to really lift the sport into pop culture.
Right.
Money Mayweather did all right, and Canelo. Some of those guys are a little smaller, but... same with the UFC. I think that's what maybe makes the UFC so interesting is obviously you don't know what's going to happen because there's so many variables, but there are characters in each. It's a little more solidified. There's characters in each weight class. There's one UFC. It's a little bit more like the NBA. We're boxing. Yeah, there's championships everywhere.
Honestly, I've not spent that much time watching professional boxing until it falls into the mainstream, until there's somebody big. However, I have under certain circumstances watched Olympic boxing, and it's to me, I mean, it's a lot more technical. It's a lot more fun to watch because it isn't there isn't the hype around it. This is like it's literally two guys in the ring.
Is it an American rule? Because we got the Olympics coming up and shit. Two months, 3 months. Is it an American rule that it's the Olympics are supposed to be amateur? Because that's not an Olympic rule.
No, it was an Olympic rule before, and it's been relaxed over time.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any sports that you still have to be strictly an amateur and never haven't gotten paid anything.
I think maybe boxing.
I don't know. Maybe.
I know boxing was like the famous one because, yeah, that was like, and Greco wrestling was like, those are the big leaps into like stardom. You go to the Olympics kind of when you're touching your prime. Obviously, yeah, in 92, we sent a bunch of NBA players, but I thought the rule was already over because the rest of the world was sending pro basketball players, and that's why we started getting whooped a little bit.
Right.
And we were sending college. So it must have happened in the 80s, I assume. I don't know why. I thought it was a U.S. kind of rule. Same thing with soccer. I always state this, and I don't know the exact rule. I should probably check it out. But, like, to differentiate it from the World Cup and to make it amateur, I think the majority of the team has to be, like, under age 23 or under age 25. Mm. And you get, like, two or three guys on the roster above 25. And then, obviously, at the World Cup, you bring your best. And all that's fucking coming to America. We got the World Cup in 2 years, and then we got the Olympics in 4 years, which is crazy.
As of the early 21st century, most Olympic sports allow professional athletes to compete, with the exception of wrestling and boxing. International Olympic Committee relaxed its rules the latter half of the 20th century to accommodate political and economic changes, such as growing issue of corporate endorsements and sponsorships.
Yeah, the Olympics are crazy. They always talk about like the medal payments. Like, we whoop everyone's ass majority of the time, right? But they go, I forgot what country was it, New Zealand, Australia? Don't quote me. But like one of those countries, is you get an automatic million for winning a gold medal from your country.
Jeez.
And like America gives you like 10, I think it's 10K or something.
Yeah, I think it's like 30 something for a gold medal, something like that.
Which is just crazy.
It's not much. Yeah. It's really not much at all.
And you really have to be the guy. Like, you have to be Michael Phelps, right? He's pulling home 6 medals. So, all right, now we're at 120K. But even then, he only got rich because he probably got like a Ralph Lauren sponsorship and Oakley and Budweiser.
Yeah, they always make more money off of the...
Yeah, but if you're not in a cool sport,
right?
No one gives a fuck. I know, like the gymnast girls got some like Visa or Amex commercials or something, so they got paid, which they should. I mean, they like carry the Olympics for America in a lot of ways. Track and field is interesting because then what? Yeah, I mean, what do you do the other 3 years? How are you going to fucking make money?
It's $37,500 for gold medals.
That's so funny.
$22,500 for silver medals. $15,000 for bronze.
Yeah, it's nothing. And I forgot, I think the most of the world gets paid more than that. But there was like an alarming stat from a country that's... I forgot. I think it was like a million. I was like, Jesus. Not that... Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just because we bring home so many?
I don't know. or they don't have a budget for it. I really don't know why.
They just don't really care that much. Azerbaijan, it's $235,000 U.S. equivalent for a gold medal. That's a pretty big one. Canada is only $16,000.
I mean, I think America cares because we have stipends. Like some of those guys, I don't know the money in other sports. And I think it is based on popularity and how well we do. Because like even weightlifter, like we have pro weightlifters. They're not making a shit ton of money, but you know.
Yeah.
Last I checked, and this was a couple of years ago, they're, you know, the top guy, if you're doing everything right, you might make $5K a month from the Olympics, and that's in your off season. So I'd assume swimming, track, the stipends are a little bit bigger than weightlifting. Greco wrestling, I guess. It's weird that that's even an amateur thing, because like, what is a pro thing?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All of them end up in the UFC or the WWE. Or I guess now jiu-jitsu's getting some popularity, so some of those guys go grapple there. But
Hong Kong, $642,500 for a gold medal.
Yeah, I wonder what the Europeans do. I bet you six figures.
Italy, $213,000.
Yeah,
Japan is only $45,000.
And yeah, I mean, part of it is because we're good, right? Like the budget would have to be insane.
Kazakhstan's $250,000. Kosovo is 118,000. Liechtenstein is 27,000. Lithuania is 144,000. Malaysia is 236,000. I mean, pretty uniformly, the ones that are paying a lot don't have nearly as many athletes, period, let alone competitive. Morocco is 225,000. New Zealand is nothing. Norway is nothing. The Philippines is 200,000. Russia is 61,000.
Yeah, because Russia wins a bunch.
Serbia is 71,000. Singapore, 737,000.
Yeah, I mean, part of it, yeah, obviously, if America leaves the Olympics with 800 medals or something, you know, which is, I think that's semi-accurate. That's a shit ton of money, even if there are bronze and silvers.
Yeah.
Versus, like, Lithuania, who might have, like, a track athlete or two in the basketball team now. I wonder how that works on team sports, too. No way that's per person. Like a soccer roster is fucking 30 people.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. Spain is 111,000. Switzerland's 44,000.
Switzerland's 44?
Switzerland's 44.
Bastards.
Chinese Taipei is 720,000.
They've won a bunch.
Thailand is 365. Yeah. That's crazy.
Is baseball out now, right? Baseball's out. The Olympics?
I believe it is out. Yeah.
I heard wrestling was on the way out.
Oh, no, it's not out. I'm sorry.
It's not out?
It's not out. It's definitely not out.
Because they were making a bunch of weird changes. I think skateboarding's in. Yeah. 3-on-3's in. They got 3-on-3 basketball. Yeah.
You joining that?
Yeah. I should go try out for the Ice Cubes League. They're trying to sign Shaq. It's all like retired guys are all fucking 50 years old.
Is that why Shaq's lost so much weight recently?
I heard that's Ozempic.
Yeah.
But he was jacked. He was jacked for a second. I thought he was just on like a little TRT deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously a specimen and a half. And I cannot confirm the Ozempic, but that's what I heard. I was getting all these ads for all like the TMZ shit of all the Ozempic face Hollywood's going through.
Yeah.
People look fucked up.
Yeah, they're losing a lot of fat out of their faces. It kind of just depends on, you know, what your body wants to do with fat, I think.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I don't know, because they look like mangled.
Yeah.
They look like skeletons.
Yeah. I've seen their faces all stretched. It looks like Jim Carrey in The Mask. Like, they look fucked. I think the main one was...
Red Skull.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Not Mariah Carey. Fuck, I forgot who it was. Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
Jessica Simpson looks crazy.
Just horsey.
Yeah, like her cheekbones so pronounced.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than like diet. Because we have so many friends that have competed in bodybuilding. You get a little diet face.
They get very sucked up right
right
toward the end. Last couple of weeks before they hit the stage, they look gaunt.
Yeah, but this, it does look like their face stretches. Some of these Ozempic folks.
Crazy.
I do wonder, what the... Because they're making it over-the-counter-ish, right? Like, I do wonder what the... Next 5 years are going to be.
Well, I mean, you can get it from a doctor, but you can get it over on the internet or whatever. It's not fully.
Yeah.
But it's not also not hard to get because insurance is covering it for a lot of people.
Yeah. Which
because
is,
it's cheaper than bariatric surgeries, and it's cheaper than diabetic treatments, and it's cheaper than.
The concept is just so crazy.
Kidney dialysis. And
yeah. But yeah, like that, just even having that conversation when you step away is just crazy, right? Like this pill that makes you not eat, right? That's all it does.
Injection, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it not a pill?
It's not a pill. Oh. I think they're working toward a pill.
I thought I saw both.
That it's all, I think it's all injection right now.
So a pill that makes you not eat is the option we're going towards because we have so many fat people that your internals are giving up and that's more expensive.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's Idiocracy. It's like all that, it's Wall-E. It's all that shit. Everyone's gonna be on floating fucking, and you know, the whole like conversation of like, do you choose to be fat or do you not choose to be fat or what? All that's like semantics to me. Like just figure it the fuck out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you got to figure out, but just figure, take a little bit of accountability. The amount of like hormone issues people point to is like minuscule. It is a thing. But like the amount of people, metabolic syndromes and all that are like less than 3% of people. Like the issues, you're fucking sitting around all goddamn day, you know, drinking the big gulp.
I think it's addiction light. It's not like full on addiction. I feel like there's more.
Yeah, I wonder what the food addiction thing is. We talk about porn addiction,
which turned out to be not a thing.
Yeah, I wonder if food is.
Can you be addicted to something that you rely on for, like, you say we're addicted to oxygen, right? Because yeah. We can't really break the habit. I haven't figured out how yet.
Or is it, is like food addiction, they say you can't be addicted to food based on semantics because you're actually addicted to emotional regulation or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what sucks, too, when all these, like, clickbait titles or people are trying to make a point, the same idea of, like, you don't choose to be fat or, like, fat's genetic or something. I'm like, I just don't know. Like, are you basing that on semantics? Because, yeah, they've proven some people don't feel satiated and don't know when to stop eating. And, yeah, okay, if you want to call that genetics, but you still have, like, willpower. Like, we're still human. You could still choose not to. That's just track your food then. I'm kind of like that. Like, I can eat a shit ton. But, like, then you just track your food and you know, okay, my scale will tell me when I'm full rather than my stomach.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of like AI generated results here, but
yeah, what's going on with Instagram too? God damn!
Now there's Meta AI in the search bar.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
That's a little. I don't know. It's confusing.
It's gonna be Meta AI brought to you by Coca-Cola and shit. Like it literally is Idiocracy.
Probably so.
Everything's going to be brought to you by some kind of shit. And everything, fuck, what was I watching? But like every replay and every segment of every show is now brought to you by something.
Yeah.
Or it's you know, Ozempic's halftime show. Like, God well, damn.
It's because the main things, just the main run of show kind of ads and stuff, the rates are falling on that and have been over the last several years
for commercials
and,
or like
for commercials
like that,
and so yeah. You have to have more what they call inventory for ads to be able to make anything like the same amount of money.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I mean that's just capitalism. People are going nuts. Like it's been a thing in soccer, right? Like their NASCAR.
Mm.
There's 20 ads on the car, 20 ads on your jersey.
Yeah.
NBA just started that like within the last decade, and they only have like one or two small ones, but
baseball usually only has one, I think.
Yeah, I think basketball one or two for now. But soon, I mean,
yeah,
it makes sense.
On the uniforms.
Yeah. I mean, one day they're going to be patched up. Even like arenas, right? Like arenas used to be just be like, some were obviously companies, but some had just like a name.
Yeah.
You know?
And now none of them have a name anymore.
There's no way.
Yeah.
It's got to be a sponsor.
Yeah. The Kings is what? Dialpad? Dialpad is on their uniforms.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what it is. It's supposed to be like, I think it's like a business systems aggregator kind of thing, but how big is the market for that?
Yeah, like some kind of software.
Like why wouldn't it be Doritos or something, you know?
Yeah, all of them seem to be a little bit weird. The Warriors had like a crypto, I think. Or same with like UFC used to have like like two or three sponsors, and they'd be painted on the mat. And now you look—it's everywhere. Yeah. On each pillar of the octagon is a different sponsor: the vertical pillar and the horizontal. Each quadrant of the mat now has like three different sponsors, and some of them like you could argue a competition, like Prime Energy Drinks there. And yeah, Prime Energy Drink makes like a Gatorade, but then they still have Monster, and then they have like Celsius, and then they have like X, and then they have what? Like it's crazy. Yeah, they have a straight crypto. I'm very rookie crypto guy, but like VeChain is a coin itself, I think, or like a program, and VeChain's all over the fucking mat.
Huh.
I wonder if the Olympics are going to be like that, if we're going to come into a new era of...
I guess we'll find out. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it starts end of July. I kind of like the Olympics.
In Paris. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to watch. Even though I don't even have TV, I got to find a way. NBC, I guess. Normally, right? ABC, NBC is one
NBC.
Of them.
NBC, and then all of the... they spread it out over the cable channels that they
own.
It's under the same ownership, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Comcast owns NBC.
Yeah, they have like True TV and some random shit.
Yeah.
I do wonder. I wonder how the ratings will go for that. Because this is like our first real one in fucking a decade.
Oh, because of the pandemic?
Right.
Where everybody's
like half the teams didn't even go to Japan. It was kind of butchered. No one watched it.
There's nobody there. Nobody in the crowds.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like a bunch of cardboard cutouts or something. Or just empty, whatever.
Yeah, what a concept that was for a long time, too. Basketball games are having like digital people in the crowd.
That's very strange. Yeah.
All of it's so weird.
Well, and the time since our last recording, the Kings won one play-in game and lost the other, and now they're out.
It's gone. Basketball season over.
But they had actually, like, in terms of games won, I think they won more games this season than they did last season.
Probably
two.
Yeah, the West
before the play-ins.
Yeah, it was just way too competitive, which is good. I mean, it's good for the sport. The playoffs are good.
Warriors are out. Dynasty over.
Yeah, it might be over. There's trade talks of Klay Thompson and who knows what. I mean, Steph's still got years in him, but all the rumors are that he doesn't want to leave or go anywhere. So
but he could have made, you know, a single basket at some point in that playing game.
Yeah.
And didn't. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, not their best game. I think Klay Thompson went like 0-for-9 or some shit. Yeah.
Oh for game.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. We shall see.
It was exciting for a moment. I just think the Kings might go forward again, but it did.
Yeah, all of it, too. Yeah, everyone had high hopes for the Lakers and what was going to happen, and they're just getting shit on. They just got lost to a buzzer beater last night by Lakers fans. It's good. Yeah, it kind of always happens. The passing of the torch, the next generations are coming. And
it's very hard to maintain a dynasty.
Yeah, the Warriors had an insane run, like a legitimate dynasty that I don't know the last team that had a legitimate dynasty like that. The Spurs.
Yeah, in NBA. The longest one that I can think of in any sport has got to be the Patriots.
Yeah, Tom Brady's was pretty insane.
And now looking back, it's like, oh, that was that was like from the inside, that was an ongoing fucking car wreck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, Tom Brady got drafted when I was in like 7th grade.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Yeah, something like that. In the 90s.
Yeah.
And he retired in what, 2023, 2022? That's wild.
It's a long time.
Yeah, man. And he was good at it. I mean, he won a fucking Super Bowl in like 2021. Yeah, pretty insane, actually. I'm surprised people don't talk about him more as like the greatest athlete ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to beat, even though Patrick Mahomes is doing some crazy shit, too. Sports kind of in a good spot right now. Rap, there's a bunch of beef going on. Basketball, there's a bunch of beef going on. People throwing shots at each other, fucking each other's girlfriends and shit. Yeah, rap's going crazy. Kanye came out, made a song. Chris Brown made a song. Quavo made a song.
That Chris Brown song was pretty good.
Quavo came back last night. Did you hear it?
It had Takeoff on it, right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
I think it had Takeoff on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Kanye came out, or Drake came out with a Tupac song.
But they're all dwarves compared to what Taylor Swift has done in the last week.
Yeah, what she did? She dropped an album. She did something with Posty, yeah.
Yeah,
drama beyond that, just the album.
No, I don't think there's any drama other than she dropped half an album and then dropped the other half of the album.
Yeah,
which is a big deal. More, she broke the weekly vinyl sales record in 3 days, like the all time.
I wonder why. Because when I think of a Swiftie, I guess she has obviously an insanely broad
audience.
But when you think of Swifties, you think like I don't know, 30-year-old single chicks and then like teeny boppers.
Yeah.
You know? And those aren't necessarily the vinyl collectors in my eyes.
Yeah.
Her album is also the first female album in history to simultaneously the entire top 15 on global Apple Music.
That's wild.
All 31 tracks are in the inside the top 40.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, she may go down as the greatest ever.
Yeah, I would imagine that she probably is on that track.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the comparison's so hard, right, with the streaming world, et cetera. Because I know Drake, like, broke some Michael Jackson record. And people are just like, yeah, man, it's just like such different times. You can't really compare the eras because the numbers are just so... You're buying like a... Or not buying at all, right? Like, how many people listen to Spotify with no subscription and you can still listen to all the Drake and that counts towards his...
Yeah.
Where Michael Jackson, you had to go to a store...
Right.
And spend $29.99 on whatever, $19.99 on a CD, on a vinyl. So it does make it a little bit different to compare those numbers. And I know they came up with some random equation, right? Like certain amount of streams equals a certain amount of downloads.
They had to do something like that for the just reimbursement. And everybody says that Spotify is ripping them off.
Yeah, and then who knows who's like, yeah, put like faking numbers a little bit because they're selling ads. Like it's all just a game. Right, because Spotify makes money on ads that they run in between shit. Obviously, subscriptions too, but of course, they're going to boost their numbers or at least polish them up best as possible because then Coca-Cola is going to pay top dollar. I downloaded fucking Pandora, which I think was the first, right?
Pandora was early, yeah, for sure.
Pandora back in the day was so good. And then I've been pissed off at Spotify's algorithm. I just feel like it's so like...
Plays the same music
always, over right? And over it and doesn't over matter like whose state radio station I go to, but like in college years of Pandora, that's how I like found new music. You like choose a song or a station of someone you liked, and they played someone you've never heard of. Vibes were very similar, and Spotify lost all that. But Pandora's got it pretty good still.
Spotify used to have that all the time,
for right? sure.
Yeah, it's hard to get into that now because you fall into somebody's playlist, and that's just play.
You just get like top 40 shit.
Yeah.
You're just getting, if you're in Taylor Swift's niche, you're getting all Taylor Swift. And if you're over here getting some other niche, all you're getting is Drake.
Yeah.
Like they're feeding those numbers to you. So that kind of sucks. But Pandora was kind of good. Yeah, music's going crazy. Sports are going crazy. Weather's finally fucking shaping up. We got the Olympics coming. Boxing's hot. And McGregor's coming back. McGregor's got a fight in early June.
See how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. His drug tests are going. I don't know any of that.
Yeah, well, he clearly stepped on the gas at some point. Yeah. You know?
And Roadhouse didn't do what people thought, eh?
I think that Roadhouse did fine. I don't think anybody liked his performance. I think that was the issue.
Yeah. I didn't
mean,
watch it.
I mean, the original Roadhouse wasn't a good movie either, but everybody
loves it. Yeah, why is it so iconic? I watched it within the last decade, and I thought it was very okay.
I think that the people like it because there wasn't really anything else like it at the time that it came out. And it also... you know, shitty B movies are fun to watch in a lot of ways, you know.
And that era was kind of just like full of that, I feel like.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like we're kind of in that era now.
Where shitty movies.
Well, we just have like a bunch of like okay movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a real possibility. I haven't seen a movie in the theaters in very often since, you know, pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first summer that we have like a summer blockbuster lineup, at least whether they're going to be good or not, but at least they're, you know, the Planet of the Apes is a big name, et cetera. That Civil War movie preview was so good, and then I heard very mixed reviews on the movie itself.
I think it's not exactly what it looked like it was,
which kind of sucks. I kind of wanted it to be some crazy shit. Someone tweeted, I don't think it was anyone in particular, I think it was just a rando, you know, Twitter's algorithm's crazy too, you just could be getting random shit, which I'll talk about next in the Sacramento news. Someone tweeted they felt like they came out of, they got MK Ultra in there.
Really?
Well, now I definitely don't want to see it.
That's disturbing,
Yeah, now I definitely don't want to know what the fuck's going on or what they're trying to send me in that movie and who the fuck made it. I was telling Sebas, I got a message from Dan where... I forgot the name of the new restaurant, but the one Man versus Food was on 12th, the little hamburger joint that the lady from South just took over.
Oh, Jim Denny's.
Jim Denny's. What's it called now?
It's called Jim Denny's.
Oh,
still,
she kept it?
Yeah.
So Jim Denny's was like a diner off one of our main veins into downtown here in Sacramento, and I remember hearing about it.
It's been there since, the building's been there since the 20s.
Yeah, and it looks like it. It looks like some fucking Grease Lightning type shit. You know, you pull up with your Thunderbird, but yeah, Man vs. Food went there, I think, because they had a giant pancake back in the day.
That was the old version.
Yeah, and then I went there because it's pretty close to the gym and everything downtown. I mean, downtown's small, so everything's close. But I went there, 2019. It was pretty good. It was a cool little diner, and the vibe's cool, and it looks cool. And then a very well-renowned local chef who had a southern barbecue-ish style place took it over and owned it. But the video is someone who looks semi-put together, but it's probably a transient, takes a hammer to the window.
Yeah.
Do you see this video?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. And the cops are riding by on bicycles.
So on like Instagram.
And they go around the freaking corner.
Well, and they like talk to him.
Yeah.
They say hi with broken glass there. I don't know what the vocal exchange is. And like locally it was on some like Sacramento news page or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it got like a couple hundred K views. But then I saw it randomly on Twitter and it had like 10 million views. I'm like, well, this ain't good. This is not a good look for the city.
It's not a good look for the city.
10 million is crazy.
I mean, I don't know how they kept going.
I see those cops every day because I ride my bike, you know? So, like, we have bicycle cops and, like, horse cops all over downtown. Not all over, but it's semi-common to see those downtown in certain areas.
Correct, yeah.
And, yeah, the idea is that you can get places quickly because driving downtown kind of sucks. A lot of one-ways and narrow roads or whatever.
And you don't want to go fast in cars downtown because...
you just can't. There's stops everywhere and people everywhere. Yeah, so the accessibility's there, but they just cruise right by. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's such a bad look.
They got around the corner. They stopped and talked to each other. They came back for a minute, but I don't think they ever arrested the person.
I don't even know. I think it was just one quick exchange. The person basically breaks the window before the police show up.
And goes inside in the video.
Yeah, they're digging through their bag. Then the cops roll up. Some kind of less than 20-second exchange. The police keep going. And the person continues, fucking break the window down, break it, and then walk inside.
So here's the thing. This was not a dangerous-looking person. This was not someone that you need to call for backup. This is not...
Yeah, they're not like well put together, but they're not...
You need to draw your gun or anything.
Yeah, they're definitely not 6'6", 300 pounds, and they definitely didn't look equipped with anything besides a hammer. I think it was a woman. And that's what, you just read comments. And comments probably are the best part of the internet now. Not that they have any factual evidence or anything.
But sometimes they're funny.
No, they're insanely funny. Someone did say in the comments, like, that person might have, like, said they're the owner or something. I'm like, all right. Like, but then the cops should, like, stick around and help or something, right?
Just make sure.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is that?
Yeah. You don't need to check their, like, business license or tax ID, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the exchange.
It was disturbing in general, especially as a downtown business owner.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, a business owner anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what Twitter's, you be getting the news. I do wonder the connection there too. Because a lot of times, you'll Google something or you'll end up on Instagram and then you'll get similar stuff on Facebook, right? Because it's all intertwined.
I saw it on Reddit.
Oh, interesting.
And then Instagram and then Twitter.
Yeah, but I got it on Instagram, like clicked on it. I just wonder what your interconnection of your own phone is. Like, I know they're listening to my voice and shit. I know they're already tapped in with ads and all that bullshit. But I wonder app to app. Because I clicked on it on Instagram and then I swear next time I open Twitter, the video was right there on my page.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, which is, oh shit.
I believe it. I went with my buddy Chris, which you know, and our buddy Ken and a couple other guys to see John Mulaney the other night.
Oh, cool.
At Thunder Valley. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he's funny, but he's not laugh out loud funny all the time. When I wonder how he got, because this place was packed.
Yeah. Thunder Valley brings him in. I mean, Theo Vaughn, like some of the biggest names in the game roll through Thunder Valley.
And we were in like the fourth row because I didn't buy the ticket. So, up close, but there's like a fence between you and the stage.
Interesting. What if they had issues previously?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, maybe just period. I don't know specifically him, but the last time that he was supposed to perform there, he like claimed to have transportation difficulties or whatever, but
and just couldn't make it.
This is like maybe 2 years ago.
Interesting.
But the leading theory is that he ended up back in rehab.
Oh, possible. Yeah, it seems like a lot of comedians, especially, but a lot of highly creative folks dabble hard.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a props to Joe Rogan thing to like make a creative culture that's at least
only about weed.
Yeah, like superficially about health, you know? At least they like that's where I can't like argue like all this dumb cold plunge, sauna, sun your ball stuff. Like if it does get you to at least think about your health, it's better than
not. But
yeah, doing cocaine every show or right?
Yeah.
There's some kind of net positive there. And yeah, just for comedians they always seem like tortured souls.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job of like localizing maybe 10% of the his set.
Yeah. I used to go to a lot of live comedy, like small stuff here. I've been to some big stuff too, like Jerry Seinfeld and whatever, but every fucking small comedian would like come through Sacramento, like landed on the airplane and first place you go to is Old Sac, huh?
Yeah. Like, exactly. Right, his was more about the fact that Thunder Valley is in essentially a fake town. Like it's outside of Lincoln.
Yeah.
In the middle of kind of nowhere.
Yeah. I used to really be in the middle of nowhere.
And you know, Indian casino.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think the most annoying thing about it, honestly, though, was the fact that you had to lock up your phones and watches and AirPods.
Did he say something crazy?
No.
Because when we went and saw Rogan's whole crew, they did that. And I think he started that trend. And part of it, I think, was to be present, which I do like, right? Like, not everyone's fucking filming the thing. They get to watch it.
Yeah.
But two, they get to test stuff. And they're going crazy with things they probably don't want clipped.
Well, Mulaney is about to do a 6-episode live show out of LA. Huh. I think it's maybe like an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Called Everybody Comes to LA or something like that. Hmm. I'm fully anticipating, should I watch it, that I will see some of the same kind of bits. It's supposed to be like live vloggy kind of thing where they go to different restaurants or they do different activities.
And he's live streaming it or just live filming it?
It's Netflix live. It's Yeah, it's like the second or third live Netflix series. Dave Chang has a cooking one.
That's live.
That's live.
Interesting.
Live to Netflix.
I mean, it makes sense if they do like big events. Like I could see Netflix doing like boxing, right? They have the Mike Tyson one coming up. I know that's going to be probably record-breaking live.
Yeah, they've done some live sports, but this is like the first
show. Or like Coachella or Wadapalooza or some shit. I could see them doing that. Kind of lines up with what they're doing. Live shows in general are just kind of tough, you know?
They're hard to produce, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's why live streaming is so cool, is it's still unproduced.
Yeah.
Like you can't. And that's kind of the fun of it. Like you don't know what's about to happen. They'll check live news as it's happening,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. And that kind of makes it fun. But yeah, it's a fine balance. A lot of Instagram and YouTube, they think, is swinging hard, you know, pendulum the other way, where it went so overly produced that people are going to go back to janky iPhones. I say janky because they're just as good as any camera.
They're just as good as the cameras we were using at the beginning.
But yeah, like iPhone, talk to the camera type shit.
Yeah.
Where everything else was always, you know, I remember, yeah, probably 2018 started like YouTube style producers or filmographers start talking about like red cameras and shit. I'm like, where are we going? You know, like,
yeah,
you're going to need a $20,000 camera to be a YouTuber. Like,
you know, I think not. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like fine, but then like go to Netflix, like, And maybe that is some of those people's goals, and it's happening. I think Mr. Beast just signed, was it with Amazon?
I think it was with Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. Yeah, he's going to produce like the biggest game show ever, and he'll probably crush it. He's a creative genius, but yeah, I think there's just time and place for all that, you know?
Yeah.
And Mr. Beast, it's hard for me to say, right, because Mr. Beast is the biggest in the game, and his shit is insanely produced. He has a whole ESPN-style fucking boardroom that he's running, but I think there's something special about just raw, authentic. Again, I've talked about it. I'm just a fan of live streaming because of that. Like, there is some produced shit, but I can't think of anyone who's highly produced that like kills the live stream game. It's still like so. The kids are rich now, so like their rooms are cool. You know, they'll put like cool art behind them. And like they have like cameras like these, like they have 4K cameras, but that's about as produced as it gets. It's nothing crazy. And I don't even know what the state of YouTube is besides Mr. Beast being the top dog. Sam Solek in the fitness space, obviously, is coming back, and he's just a talk to the camera in his Toyota Camry iPhone style guy. So I do think there's a need for that because you can't connect anymore. Like the celebrities got too big.
Yeah.
They're like legit celebrities now. Yeah, like Kai was just hanging out with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart must be launching something because I just saw him pop up everywhere again. You just like feel the marketing machine, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's on 60 Minutes. I saw him hanging out with Kai, so I assume he's coming out with a special or something soon that he's pushing.
Did you see Lane with Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy for sure.
Not a big surprise, but like...
No.
When you see them side by side, however...
Yeah. Yeah.
Lane looks bigger than you would think.
Yeah, I don't think Hemsworth was on his Thor cycle, you know.
I think
he's probably
not,
on an action medium level action hero cycle.
Yeah.
Cuz I think Thor is big. Like I think he's like 6'2", 6'3". And Lane's 6 foot maybe.
Yeah.
210 pounds maybe. So yeah, Hemsworth might be 6'3", 220 right now.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, he's a big fuck. Yeah, those crossovers are like cool, and that stuff will like secretly happen. Like I think it's still a mystery. I haven't asked Omar lately, but like Jared Leto wears Rascal Apparel, Omar's clothes, all the time.
Really?
And Omar doesn't know Jared Leto for shit. He's like, no, I think he straight bought it. And then same idea, Hugh Jackman deadlifts in Omar's shirt all the time. Omar's like, yeah, we don't know fucking Hugh Jackman, like I think they just bought it. And I'm like, dude, that's cool. So they're like, there are, and fitness is cool, you know. We mentioned Joe Rogan, Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman might have been some of the first ones, right? Because they're kind of the earlier heroes that made like regular training cool. Obviously there's tons of celebrities that get promoted through like Ben Bruno,
yeah,
but that's a little different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fitness is really cool now. Kevin Hart is another one, The Rock obviously. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool that they interact like that. And yeah, there's another one too. I forgot who it was. But like Mike Israetel knows a bunch of those celebrities, I think, now, because always follow his shit. And their YouTubes are giant, you know? Just the space in general is bigger, you know? Well, average YouTube or a big time YouTube view back in the day was like 100K. And now if you're getting 100K video, you're middle to...
You're doing all right.
Yeah. You're like middle level. The biggest, I mean, I remember getting on YouTube and the biggest guy was PewDiePie and he had like 8 million subscribers. That was the biggest channel on YouTube. And I think Mr. Beast is the biggest and he has 250 million. You know? So like obviously there's just more YouTube users. And his content is more generic.
Yeah, broad.
Yeah, where PewDiePie was being weird on video games or something.
He got 100 mil.
PewDie?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
I remember he was racing, I think, like an actual like company to 100 mil.
Yeah, Nike or some shit.
No, it was like an Indian production company.
That's funny.
That actually brings up an interesting point because like early YouTube, big companies never got any traction at all. And now big names and big companies can.
Yeah. A lot of the marketing guys I follow think it's going to turn back, though.
Yeah,
because there was a second where like, oh, dude, your brand doesn't have an Instagram. You're just running through you. You're an idiot. A lot of the guys I follow think no one cares. And I kind of agree. Like if you're not already established as like the big dog, a Red Bull, a Nike or whatever, like, yeah, people do. Like social media was born to connect through authenticity. And that's where the biggest creators grew because there was some kind of form of relatability. And it's hard to relate to Bugatti. But if you knew the owner of Bugatti and he told his story of being broke and did an XYZ and how he started a scooter company and it failed and then he started a bicycle company and did good and then he started Bugatti and it crushed, you know, then you're like, oh, that's cool. Like you can relate more to the Bugatti owner than just hot chicks riding a motorcycle or whatever the fuck their commercials are, you know. So I do think that'll flip back around. That was mostly an Instagram marketing thing, but... Like I said, with YouTube, live streaming, I think those, It just makes sense. It makes sense that the pendulum swung too hard, too fast, you know, and the cycle of YouTube's still only like 10 years old. It's a little bit older, but like the real life of it is 10 years old. So I don't know where it'll eventually sit.
That I was listening to a podcast that was running down the kind of best and worst media acquisition / mergers of the last 10 years or 12 years or whatever, or maybe kind of ever. And Google buying YouTube is like number one or number two.
Do you think it was the worst?
No, best.
Oh, best. Yeah. Best. I mean, obviously scaled it.
YouTube or Google buying YouTube, Meta buying Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. And it obviously depends on what perspective you come from, right? The creator's perspective may be different than the.
But in terms of just popularity. In terms of popularity and financial. Profit. Yeah. The financial for sure. part.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, because it comes a monopoly.
yeah.
yeah. They crush it. Those two companies dominate
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
One of them will probably buy TikTok.
Yeah. Except that nobody can buy the algorithm
for TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably.
Yeah. You can buy the users yeah. and the interface and all that stuff, but they cannot buy the algorithm.
But that's why it makes more sense for one of them, too, to buy it.
Yeah.
Because they have their own algorithms.
China. Will not allow the algorithm to be sold. No. And I have a friend who works for TikTok now who's an attorney. He fully thinks that today is the day that they'll pass it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, because it's snuck
and
into some
signed and
it's snuck into some budget bill somewhere.
It's part of the aid packages for Ukraine and, and Israel.
Yeah.
Got stuffed in there.
Yeah.
That's a political throwback to earlier times when you add things in so that the people who want to say no can't say no.
Yeah, or you get them to say no or yes on one, and
yes.
you sneak in your own plans on the back end. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for one of them two to buy it because, yeah, especially with that algorithm, if it's proprietary, they have their own algorithms.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to drop their own algorithm into it or whatever.
Even though they failed in some senses, a lot of ways, like YouTube gaming, I think, is disappearing. They started to really try to push a live stream. And I just know, based on the fact that they're not signing more live streamers, this is the last year they're signing anyone, that they're probably not prioritizing it any longer. Facebook, same thing. They went crazy and tried to sign a bunch of live streamers. Haven't heard anything from it.
Twitch has been very up and down in terms of live streams as well, as far as I understand. In terms of, like, I think it has a lot of financial challenges
on the back end for sure. Financial challenges. I think in terms of like general popularity, it's still crushing. But yeah,
the monetizing part of it is getting harder. Yeah,
yeah. But
and Amazon owns them, right?
Isn't that it's Amazon. Yeah, I feel like they lie or like sneak away stuff to feel weird because like they run so many fucking ads. Like,
yeah.
And they have like four different kinds now. It used to just be like YouTube where like the screen would go away and they'd throw a commercial. But now they have like a sidebar. They have pop-up menus. They have like a screen and screen. So like you're getting ads every – it's almost unwatchable. You're getting ads every 10 seconds in some form. Your fucking screen's flying around.
Facebook posts now?
Yeah, everywhere. So, I mean, even Twitter, you're scrolling around and I got like a Liver King fucking ad.
Oh, I saw that.
It looks like
a
post, and then you obviously see like this tiniest script.
He's doing some kind of reality show trying to make the next Liver King or whatever.
He found his protege. He found his primal protege.
Some such bullshit.
And so, like, yeah, it is all weird. But again, like, going back to like it just turning into Idiocracy, everything's a paid ad, everything's a sponsor. Whatever their company was in Idiocracy, it was like a Walmart-esque company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And same with WALL-E. They had a Walmart-esque company that sponsored everything. You see it on every bus. It is kind of weird that we're heading there in a sense.
I had another, like, well, you since we last spoke on here, another kind of weird experience that explained things to me a little bit in the world. Like during the pandemic, due to the issues that the supply chain was having and hoarding around toilet paper. We bought a bidet toilet seat to cut down our toilet paper use, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're great. They're nice. But came to the point I've been working on our, I guess I can't say master bath anymore, primary bathroom.
Fuck it.
Whatever they say. I want to say master because that's really what it is. I don't have slaves.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't say it in a certain voice or something, you're okay.
Exactly. I don't have to. You have to pronounce the T.
Yeah, you can't do a Django take.
Must pronounce the T.
If you don't do a Django take, you're fine.
Yeah. So the toilet was like over 40 years old, so I had to replace the toilet. And so I bought one that
the bidet part is semi-integrated.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, you're always, like, bolt-ons, but you think they would just be built in by now. Like, well, they're popular enough, and they're not that expensive.
You can. Some of the really good ones are, like, $4,000 or $5,000. Oh, this one was not that much.
Yeah, that probably massages your prostate or something.
I did pay over $1,000 for it, but not $5,000.
Yeah.
Anyway.
4K my toilet, Rick Ross said. Yeah, I think he has a golden toilet. That shit's probably.
Yeah, I saw you can buy them. Yeah, yeah. You can. I looked at a lot of toilets before I bought this one. I was not interested in a 4K toilet.
That's how you used to flex on toilet. MTV is you have a golden toilet, and then the guys would always flex that a butler phone in there to call your butler.
Yeah.
No. That's Help when me, you I'm, know you were rich.
I've fallen when I can't get up.
Yeah. If you're that rich, you don't even need the bidet. You just have your butler fucking come wipe your ass. Yeah.
Well, hang on to that rich thought. So the old one, everything was timed. So like you hit the button and it ran for a specific amount of time and then it shut off.
Yeah.
Well, this new one has a remote control, number one. I don't know like why it's a remote control, but you can mount it on the wall instead of like pushing next, you know,
yeah,
next
yeah,
to
attached.
The seat. And I find sometimes I forget that it's not going to shut itself off. And I can't go to the bathroom without my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on my phone. I'm realizing that I'm irrigating the back 40 and it needs to stop at some point.
Yeah, you think it would just be a phone app even by now if they're going to go remote control.
Oh, they probably could.
Yeah, I'm sure that some of them do.
They probably could, yeah. But
yeah, I haven't gotten to the bidet life yet.
Yeah, I highly recommend. Anyway, but this one has all these extra fans and deodorizers and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, when you...
Hot seat? Is it a hot seat?
You can do that.
Yeah,
I have it turned off because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, hot seat. Yeah, just because... Because we've been trained for the last decades that you don't want a hot seat.
Right.
Right? Imagine going to a public toilet and you sit on a hot seat. You're like, this is weird.
Ugh, someone was just here.
Yeah, or something's going on, right? Someone pissed on it. Something bad.
Something bad, yeah.
Yeah.
So these fans come on when you... Like, I think one fan comes on when you lift the lid.
Oh, like auto?
Yes. And then another one comes on maybe when you sit down, when the switch engages and it starts heating up water and all that crap, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you get back up, it kicks a big one on and it really makes a lot of noise and stuff. It's not like 747, but
a buzz.
It's much more prominent.
Little turbo.
And it runs through a carbon filter and stuff. And all of this to convince you that your shit doesn't stink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you had the money to put into an expensive toilet, your shit doesn't stink.
That is nice.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, it does. It really wipes it out. You don't even notice. Don't even notice that you, like...
Yeah, doo-dooed.
Yeah, no, it was like as much smell as using an ATM, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, you just wonder, do you make those in public toilets? We've talked about it in another episode, too, how we don't have, like, those self-cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
Or just, like, nicer public toilets.
Yeah, this one sprays, like, when you lift the seat up, it sprays water inside the bowl. So things
bowl clean? Yeah.
So that things don't stick.
Yeah, that seems genius. Yeah. How is it not, like, we have all this car wash technology.
Yeah.
Put it on our toilets or our bums. Makes sense to me. Or showers. You still got like Ouija a glass shower? Like, how is there not a fucking fix for that?
There kind of is.
I have a spray I use.
Yeah.
That, like, you don't have to wipe. You just spray.
You just spray.
Yeah, which is like fine.
Yeah. So in our other bathroom, I will freely admit to being someone who really likes a lot of endless hot water. And so like the front of our house has a tankless water heater.
Yeah.
So if you take a shower, you can shower as long as you want to. But those shower doors have been in place for a while, and so I cleaned the crap out of them and sealed them with this stuff that, you know, kind of like a Rain-X kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. But even still, you'd think, yeah, shower would just be able to like clean itself.
Yeah, and I'm still using the squeegee there, but the new one I just ordered, actually I was on the phone with the guy this morning finalizing the measurements, the dimensions, because there isn't anybody that comes to your house to do anything like that anymore.
Yeah.
Which one of those things that sucks about the internet. I swear to God, I hope that swings back so that there are people who like come to your house for that kind of thing and verify things. I'm sending the guy pictures and video to make sure that, because I'm getting, you know,
spending $2,400 on a shower enclosure. I want the thing to fit.
Yeah, there should be like a cost limiter of services.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything like over a grand, there should be some kind of help.
But this one has some kind of a coating on it that's supposed to keep the...
Yeah, residue-ish. Or yeah. Hard water.
We
have hard water in Vegas, so you got to buy like fucking 20 filters to...
Oh, really?
Stain everything.
We have sort of medium hard water here.
Yeah. I think Vegas is known for being really bad.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Texas, I think, too. I don't know. I drink it. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm not chugging it all day, but...
Does it have a weird aftertaste or anything?
The faucet... I forgot what we got. We got like a medium filter for the whole house and then like a mega filter for the kitchen sink. Mm. I don't know if it's reverse osmosis and all that crazy shit. It'll taste a little weird. Like, you know, like sometimes I'll take melatonin to sleep, and I'm not going to go like get a glass of water. I'm just going to do it after I brush my teeth. Yeah. And also, I'll just grab sink water. I don't give a shit. And it tastes a little weird. There's just no way it kills me.
Yeah, sometimes too. That's just how much water has run through it.
Yeah, yeah.
The water sitting in the pipes is going to have a particular flavor.
Yeah, or just find out more minerals or some shit. I don't know. I'm not that picky. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, me either.
Go get your 4K toilet, boys.
Yeah, seriously. So, one final like little bit here that is supposed to be somewhat on brand for us. We were talking about this before we got started. There's a question I saw on Reddit that basically said if you have short legs and you're a short person, you can use blocks on the bench.
Yeah.
But if you're a tall person with long-ass legs, why can't they raise the bench for you?
Yeah, so for people that don't know, every federation I'm aware of that is even semi-legitimate, there's no requirement, and anyone can request and use basically like, blocks. And I think the USAPL has very specific measurements, but other federations might just be what they have around. Basically, yeah, you can elevate your feet on the bench press, which works if you're, if you're below 5'5", I get it. It is hard to reach the ground. And in the USAPL and the IPF, you have to have your heels on the ground still, which for some may be literally physically impossible.
Yeah.
But the argument for the opposite, and there is easier fixes, right? If you're over 6'3", you can just start to Y your feet out. You just start to push. Your leg stance will just be, lack of a better, for just an audio descriptor, like a sumo. So you get a wider stance, and you push them way out. So there are fixes. But it is weird that you have a short person possibility on the bench, and there's no regulation. You could be 5'8 and use them technically.
Yeah. And there's definitely, you're getting more, some people at least are getting more traction, getting a better leverage maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I it's not going to translate to pure poundages, so maybe that's their excuse. But then again, there's no other, fast pass on squats or deadlifts for anyone of any nature. It does seem like a little bit of an archaic thing. And then obviously the bench itself is standardized.
Right.
The height has to be a certain standard at a competition. I don't know. It is odd. But again, because it doesn't add like poundages, it's kind of a convenience thing. And then if you're actually quite short, it is like in a sense mandatory. Like you just will get automatic red lights if you can't get your heel on the ground. So I understand that part. Where the other ones aren't like auto red lights, right? Just because you're tall and you have to deadlift further or whatever.
Yeah, but at the same time, like nobody's underwear is giving them anything and they're very picky about that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Same with t-shirts.
You can't wear like nobody's t-shirt is giving them
sweat
anything.
Sweat wicking t-shirt, which is wild.
Yeah.
All of it probably comes down to money at some point, right? The logos on it and et cetera, et cetera. They're just playing games. I don't know.
I don't understand the underwear part unless they think that somebody's wearing briefs under it, but like, I don't get it. Why do they have to be so specific about the kind of underwear? Can they just say nothing that looks like a brief?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they want just a study of someone that proves like Under Armour-esque underwear doesn't give you poundage.
I don't know.
Maybe that would fix it.
It just kind of stands to reason. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. And I've heard it now. It is maybe more cotton. Sebastian might not. Back in the day, it had to be whitey tighties. Can you wear like cotton briefs now?
Not that I know of.
Oh, it's got to be whitey tighties or a thong.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
That I've.
Because I think you can wear nothing.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's information that none of us needs to see.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen balls out. Yeah, I've definitely seen some balls out. Balls popping through a singlet. Whoa. I mean, you get on a bench, you got some, you know.
Yeah, well, no, I've definitely seen that happen. Yeah.
Happens. You'll see one day, dude. You're the photographer. You're going to be up. Getting a bench going. Yeah, you're going to get a testicle in the face. It happens.
Gonna smack me in the head.
Yeah, maybe. Just pop out.
I just think it points out the fact that a lot of the rules around any sport, but particularly powerlifting, don't actually stand up to like logic and reason.
Yeah, they're probably just old rules and again, like it's not the biggest thing. So I understand like if you have a priority of things you're trying to adjust in the sport, that's maybe not one you're looking at, but it also seems like an easy one to at least have a conversation about. And then, they want to focus more on elbow depth and whatever the fuck's going on.
Whether or not your thumb is in the loop of the wrist strap.
Yeah.
For, it's like, what difference does that make? No difference at all. It's just, it's
adjusting equipment on the platform.
Gatekeeping shit.
Yeah. If you're going to check my equipment twice and then you're going to check my equipment if I break a record, is it a big deal if I wrap my wrist on the platform?
No. It can't be.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, time, but you're still, I mean, yeah, if you're but still,
there's
if you're
a time limit. Yeah. If there was no timer.
Yeah.
I get it. Right. Cause then you're sitting up there stalling.
Right.
Trying to get your breath back. But you still
you still have to abide by the clock.
Yeah.
So.
That's another one they probably just haven't looked at. And I don't know why. Cause the thing is you're like, oh man, it's just like a old rule, but like the sport's not that old.
Yeah.
And it's grown so much in 20 years that, you think all of it would be, and there's new federations. It just shows you these new federations literally just take someone else's rule book and like asterisks here and there, you know, rather than like write your own rule book.
Yeah, right. Then nobody's doing it from the ground up.
Because then you'd find a bunch of weird shit that you just wouldn't care about.
Exactly. Just sort of streamline.
Yeah. I don't know. I do not know.
I don't either. That's all I got for today.
Ladies and gentlemen, new episodes Wednesday, Friday. 50%facts.com for all episodes. GoodCompanyDiscord.com. Join the community. I'll see you there. I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me?
I am at the Jim McD on all the social media. This show is 50% Facts, or percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And drop us a 5-star on whatever your podcasting platform of choice is, and we'd appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time.